winter special episode of Sproilcast, the English language for Oscar the Nerd podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
I'm walking in the air.
That's right. It's December. It's December the 11th. How you doing? You alright?
I'm okay.
Good.
Jonesing for some quality Czech football.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you feeling slightly bereft of a weekend? I am, slightly.
Yeah, I've been sort of making do with drinking.
I mean, there was a lot of that going on anyway, but this just gives you more time for it in a leisurely manner rather than a sort of panicky train-based manner.
Is it really drinking if it's not warm cans in a train, David?
Exactly. It's a good point. Anyway, what have we got for you today? Well, we've got the first of our off-season specials, and today what we're going to be talking about is how the two leagues are going from a wider than just Sprojovka perspective. I'm going to be looking at the Prvni Liga. You've got a bit of second league stuff.
And bonus feature, just to rile up half of the country, we've got Moravian Silesian Football League as well.
Yes, for all of the fans of the Bohemian Football League who are listening with bated breath, anticipating a bit of glory for their lads.
Yeah, I was honestly thinking of like looking at the Bohemian Football League and, you know, making a big report, and then I was just like, I'm not fucking bothered.
That's a spirit. So let's start with a bit of Prvni Liga action. If you hear any papers rustling during this segment, it's because I've actually printed out some homework. This is quite impressive. You've also got a bit of a sheaf over there.
Sheaf.
Bit of a sheaf.
Sheaf. Yeah, no, we take this podcast a little bit too seriously sometimes. So when we're going...
I mean, you couldn't tell ever. It's fair. It sounds more slapdash than it is, which is weird.
I've been taking a holiday from memes and going deep into the research. Deep into the archives, David. So.
The gigantic dusty tomes from 2016, yeah. Lost in some library basement somewhere. So let's have a look at the Prvni Liga, which is dominated at the moment. Well, we should say something about the league structure first. They've got this mad structure, which I wrote into the Football 365 mailbox about some time ago, and it must have been a slow news day because I was top of the pile. I was the first male in the mailbox. As a
Who's the first female?
Ha ha!
Boom. Follow us on Twitter.
Victoria. Pulls in.
Nice.
Yay.
There we go. That unscripted listener. Unscripted.
Yeah, that's as far off message as we're going on that today. Basically, how it works is this. The top league is 16 teams, and there is a split, like in some leagues, like in Scotland. I think the Netherlands has a split as well. Belgium has that.
Mental
insane.
Belgium. Yeah.
We urge you to Wikipedia the Belgian, is it the Jupiler League?
Yeah, it's...
Mental.
I think we were talking about it in the pub and it took about 15 minutes to outline.
Yeah, this is slightly simpler. It's a three-way split. Basically, each team plays each other twice. So it's a 30-game season, of which we're more than halfway through. We're on 18 games now. So everyone plays each other twice. Then there's a three-way split, first to sixth, 7th to 10th, and then 11th to 16th. So you've got a top group, which is the championship group, mm-hmm. which you can't get relegated from, but you can win the title. A relegation group, which you can't get promoted from, but you can drop if you are in the bottom two. And a middle group, which is the Europa League group, from 7th to 10th, which means you can't go up or down from that group. But I think the idea is to give teams who are... I'm journalistically obliged to say on the beach with about five or six games to go, something to play for. Because if you can, you know, if you get to the end of your 30 games, you finished eighth, you're not going to win it, but you're not going down either. But there is a chance to get a bit of a European adventure if you win your little mini group of four.
So basically, like something like fifth or sixth in the league gets sod all. But like a team like Mladá Boleslav gets the opportunity to get battered up and down Europe for a few months.
I would say for 2 weeks until they get knocked out almost immediately.
Is it? They just get a
qualifying
round.
Yeah, they don't get a reward because there's still Champions League third final qualifiers for the winners of the league.
Yeah, then there's another one.
Second place is first qualifying round Champions League, and then the UEFA. Europa League for the cup winners.
Yeah, league automatic group for the cup winners, I believe.
Yes, because Zlín got it last year, didn't they?
So, and Jablonec are in it right now.
That's right,
not having a great time, if I don't... Well, keeping competitive, I believe. But.
Yeah. So that's how that works. Initially, I thought this was slightly ridiculous. I'm coming around to the idea. I think it's quite cute. It's a nice way of getting that chunk of middling nonsense that never seems to do anything like Mladá Boleslav, we already mentioned, and yeah, people like that. I mean, at the moment, Opava are in 10th place, and they have only just come up, really.
They were really bad for the first few weeks of that
league. Yeah, and if they can finish their first season in the top league with a crack at a Europa League place, you know, that's...
A mockery.
I quite like it. I think it's quite cute.
I have a lot of time for Opava solely because I think their stadium looks ace, and I really want to go there.
Yeah, it's quite. They were playing at our place for the first half of the season while they revamped.
Yep.
Their old place.
Did we got? Yeah, it was free as well. You could go to Zborovka when Zborovka weren't playing at the stadium, and you had a season ticket. You could go free. So did we go?
No.
Did we fuck?
Did we bollocks?
But the one thing that annoys me about this league, and I know what you're thinking, listener, I know it comes across as a bit of sour grapes, oh, your team's in the second league, it is, but this one up, one down, and then two playoffs thing.
Yeah.
Two up, two down, one playoff.
Yeah.
Please.
Like in Germany, two up, two down, one playoff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's fine, we're finishing fifth, doesn't matter, but I think that would be a fairer way to do it.
It would.
Because it gives some chance to some absolute dreck staying up in that league.
Yeah, at the moment, at the bottom we've got Dukla Prague, who are a bizarre team to go away and see because they have no fans, mm-hmm. and their stadium is one gigantic stand with a running track around it and a lovely view over Prague, but it's a pain in the ass to get to, and they don't have any fans.
Dukla Příbram.
Yes, exactly. They... you know, despite what Half Man, Half Biscuit would have you believe. And it was true when they sang that song, they still were Dukla Prague. Since then, their ownership has been thrown around from pillar to post and they've lost what little support they once had. The only reason they were successful in the 1950s and 60s is they were the army team. So if there were any good footballers, they could be drafted, which is why they were very good. But historically, they've never really been a big team in Prague. And Karvina are down the bottom. Pleasingly, Sigma Olomouc and Slovácko, two local rivals from here as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I will not have, at least for the next couple of months, a bad word to say about Slovácko, though.
Oh, yeah, they knackered Sparta the other week.
Did you see the highlights?
I didn't.
Fucking amazing. Really great highlights. Really great highlights. Especially because, like, I mean, because it has everything. It has two absolute, like, stonewall sending offs.
Right.
Was it three penalties?
Three penalties, one missed early on, early doors for Sparta.
Yeah, one converted by Slovácko.
Mm-hmm.
And then one in the 97th minute. And he properly Italy 94s it, like it just skies it.
Out the ground.
And it's just fantastic. And then there's a wonderful shot of the main stand, like, you know, close at the end, where you just see everyone just sort of like get up at once and just be like, get it up you.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Nice. Good stuff.
Love Sparta Prague's journey to fifth again.
Sparta not having the best time of it. They are, as Sam said, down in fifth right now.
They're always fifth. They always finish fifth.
Over the past couple of seasons they have. Yeah. At the top we have Slavia Prague and Victoria Plzeň, who are the two teams that were scrapping it out last year. For the title. Third place, Jablonec, competitive in the Europa League and absolutely, yeah, doing very well in the league this year.
Always go under the radar, Jablonec. They're
remarkably
consistent being, I think they've not, have they not been in the top league something like since like 1995 or something like
since
that?
Since basically forever, I think. Yeah, I think you're right. I think probably the first couple of years that it was the Czech Republic, they weren't up there, but they've been solidly mid-table or better
since
then.
They've been dynamite in Europe recently. Yeah. Like, a couple of seasons ago, they lost out, I believe, on a group stage place to Ajax on a goal differential.
That's right, yeah.
And they've been holding their own in, I believe, quite a reasonably tough group. Like, I know Dynamo Kiev is in there. I don't know who else is in there off the top of my head.
No, I don't. Somebody French.
Yes. It's something. Is it
Bordeaux or somebody?
No, Bordeaux is Slavia's.
Right. Yeah.
Group.
Right,
so. Let me just quickly live check okay, when you speak.
You live Google that. Sixth place last year's cup winners. It's Fastav Zlín. Sparta, as we said, down in fifth. Go on.
Rennes and Astana.
Ooh, okay, fair enough.
And I think they're third in their group, Jablonec, but I think it's quite close.
That's fairly decent if they're doing
because we're going into the final games on Thursday night of
that's right,
the
yeah.
thing. And, like, still Czech interest in it. No, they're bottom.
Oh, right.
They're bottom and they're already out.
Oh, okay.
So ignore what I said about them being competitive.
They played. They competed.
They had something like a 2-2 draw with Dinamo, which is a good crack.
Yeah. And the real surprise package of the top end of the table right now is fourth place. It's Banik Ostrava. After coming up last season, they are doing very, very well indeed.
The wheel's not coming off in the last few weeks, though. They've not been losing a bunch.
They've lost three of the last five, two wins and three losses. But this, the winter break's come at exactly the right time for them.
Yeah.
And oddly, looking at the top scorers, they haven't got anyone in the top scorers either. They haven't got a single person in the top sort of 15 goal scorers in the table, which is remarkable, seeing as the table I'm looking at here, we've got about the top 15 goal scorers in the league, and they go down to 5 goals. So there's nobody with more than 5 goals for Vanek.
Wow.
Which is a remarkable effort to get up to fourth.
How many have they scored overall?
They have scored 25. So
that's a really even distribution then.
It is, isn't it?
I'm assuming
they're a multiple threat.
It'll be one of these ones where like they'll have one striker on quite a few, and then like a subby on striker.
Five.
That'll have like three, and then one striker on nothing, but then a full back with four.
Yeah,
they seem like that sort of team.
A couple of wingers, midfielder who chips in now and again. Yeah, it'll be. Yeah, they're a multiple threat, Banik.
Yeah. to women, ethnic minorities, and the LGBT community.
We are going to look at, because I found quite an interesting angle to this. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to look at something I accidentally discovered earlier and thought might be an interesting angle. If it's not, I apologise. But tough, you're here now. And we're back. And before we go into a thing that I would like to draw your attention to.
Angle,
yes. Before we go into the angle, I would also like to draw your attention to the one Premier League player on loan in the Prvni Liga. Ladies and gentlemen, Slovan Liberec are hosting Newcastle United's Rolando Ahrens. Can you hear the fans, Rolando? And the answer is no, because he played 5 games and then got dropped and hasn't been seen since.
Oh, really? Is that bad?
Yeah, it's not going well for him. I mean, he last year or a couple of years ago, he was supposed to be one of the next big things at Newcastle. He's a full-back, I think. And he was in competition with DeAndre Yedlin for a starting spot, right. I believe. And he's been sent out on loan to Liberec, and it's not going as well as he might have hoped.
Liberec have seemed to buck up their ideas recently as well. They were kind
started
of
started really
a,
badly, didn't they?
They were kind of in a bad way, which is why I was giving it all the big bollocks about the cup.
That's right, yes, exactly.
they're still amazing on Twitter, by the way. Like, I really like the social media team behind Slovan Liberec because it's really quite good. They just troll Slavia's English language account with GIFs. It's great.
I'm for it. I'm very much for it.
Friends in the north.
What we're going to look at is the differences between the two big Prague clubs and the two clubs who this year are doing very well in what I would like to think and what has become slowly established as the way you get success in Czech football. So, first of all, as you might have noticed, we are very strongly anti-Sparta on this podcast because fuck Sparta, frankly.
Shout out Dave Gresty.
Yeah, horrible, nasty bunch of...
But enough about Dave.
Yeah.
he's all right.
He's all right.
He has to put up with a load of nonsense with that team, so
yeah,
fair play to him.
They're a... they're generally quite a nasty football club. Do you remember when we went and we lost, obviously, and we came out and we were crossing the road up, or that big sort of dual carriageway that runs past Letna,
yeah.
And we both had our scarves on, and we were crossing the road, and a car stopped to let us cross the road, and we were given the finger by like a 5-year-old girl in the front seat of her dad's car. Yeah.
Do you remember the other girl on the way in with the pink Sparta scarf that called us a couple of cunts? Do you remember that?
No,
that was great. I was like, and his dad was just there like. Yeah.
Like, well, I hope you're very proud, Toxic Masculinity Prague.
Well, they get good klobasa, so who am I to judge?
You do get good klobasa. That's the one redeeming feature, but...
You get free Wi-Fi, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but I stand very much against that. Hashtag against modern football there. That's the only modern thing about that stadium as well, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, they have national team games there, but it's a rusty hulk. Really.
I don't mind it, actually. I kind of like that it's got that sort of old-school, like, Premier League vibe.
Yeah.
It's got that, you know, it's proper... It's not a bowl.
Yeah.
Or any of that sort of stuff. It's proper, you know, bits.
Yeah, but it's also, you know... sort of rusty fences that you're not going to get out from behind in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time I've been there, it's been thoroughly miserable, mostly because we've lost.
Yeah.
And we've taken those guys with us away. But, I mean, you get a choice of sausage.
Yeah. Anyway.
The big city, David.
Anyway.
As you were saying.
That's not the aspect of Sparta I want to talk about. I just wanted to establish that we're a rather anti-Sparta podcast. What I do want to talk about is the fact that they have absolutely bumbled around from pillar to post for the last few years and have not been very successful at all while watching Viktorka, Slavia to a certain extent, but we'll come on to them in a second. But... there have been a lot of protests by the fans, particularly against Andreas Tramaccioni, who is their manager from May 2017 to March of this year. I would just like to point out they've gone through 6 managers in 2 years, which is an outstanding range of absolute just throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah. Not that Sprejovka are slowing down.
Well, no, true, but Sparta do sort of historically have the money to back it up. When they get a new manager, they allow them to bring a lot of players in, and it hit its kind of nadir when Stramaccioni came in, and he is a manager of very high standing. He's been, you know, he's managed in Italy and in various other places, and he was supposed to be really, like, this was quite a coup for Sparta. And he brought in a lot of players that he had worked with before, and a couple of people from Romania, a couple of African lads, Tal Ben-Haim, not the actual Tal Ben-Haim.
I was going to say, are they still playing not Tal Ben-Haim?
That's right, not Chelsea centre-half that wears number 9 Tal Ben-Haim, but a different one. But he does wear number 9.
Yeah. He's quite good, actually.
He's quite good.
I remember, like...
he also shouldn't be wearing number 9, he's a fullback or something, isn't he?
No, I don't think
or
so.
Or a, like, wide midfielder.
He's quite
or
wide,
yeah.
I think. Like, I remember distinctly when we were getting absolutely battered by Sparta and held on to a 1-0 draw. That he was
very
on,
good.
I think he
very
came
powerful.
On late and he just just runs.
Yeah.
That was quite a game.
So Stramaccioni got a lot of stick from the ultras mainly, who, like a lot of particularly Central European football fans group, are at heart innately very, very conservative and don't like change and don't like basically anything. Well, I say anything, I mean black people. That's what I mean, really. And he got a lot of stick for bringing in people like Benjamin Tete, despite the fact he came from Slovan Liberec.
Yeah.
And he...
he missed their first penalty, I think. He was the one.
That's right, he did, yeah. And he brought in, a few foreign players. There is a sort of a Slavic... or Central European core. There's we've got four Serbs, 4 Romanians, 1 Slovak, a fair amount of Czechs, obviously, but there's also Zimbabweans, Ghanaians, Gabonese, Ben Chaim is Israeli, they've got a Turk at fullback, an Australian whose first name is Gol Gol, which is fabulous work.
Gol Gol or Gol Gol?
Gol Gol Mebratu. Nice. I'm for it.
Start playing Sparta! Playing Sparta!
No, 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 no. So, yeah, anyway, there's been lots of angry scenes because basically the ultras of Sparta have decided that this is not the Czech league way. It should be a core of Czech players with a Czech manager, and Stramaccioni was the absolute antithesis of all of this, despite the fact he'd been relatively successful in bigger leagues than this and with bigger teams than this. So he got rode out on a rail.
Is this like the Czech equivalent of like good football men? Is this like
kind
you need
of,
to have
yeah.
a
yeah, yeah, sort of yeah, a proper football man.
Yeah, you'd have a young manager like Masopust.
Yeah. Yeah. Dobry footballové muž.
He's a young manager. Well, he's dead.
Oh, I'm gonna go on a slight tangent to this, just while I've got it in my head. I was listening to the Totally Football show earlier. Tata Martino is leaving Atlanta United after he took them to the MLS Cup in his second season. Do you know who's supposedly flown in for talks? Alan Pardew.
Yes!
Yeah. No one's listening from Atlanta. If you are, I apologise.
That's a stretch if you're listening in from Atlanta.
John, push this to the residents of Atlanta. They're getting a shout out on this one. Thank you. Anyway,
start tripping up people on the sidelines again.
Anyway, so that's Sparta, and they're kind of throwing a load of people at it, and it hasn't quite worked. Slavia have slightly more of a Czech core. They've been slightly more sensible building a team. They have got a few foreign players, and this is they've gone slightly more on the let's get a large foreign investor and chuck money at it. Root. They are owned by CEFC China Energy, which is the same mob who own Villa, a similar idea to the big Chinese conglomerate that now owns Villa, if I'm right.
It looked like that was going to totally backfire as well, because there was an article even in the Groniad.
It was,
earlier this year. A few months ago, being like, well, Slavia fans are worried that the club might collapse.
Yes, because I think... How does it work is if you take investment from somewhere in China, there are rules about how much money an individual can possess or something like that. And then, and basically, this is why a lot of Chinese conglomerates and businessmen are trying to buy football clubs, because it means they get to move their money outside China. But certain rules mean it can basically be taken off them or put back into the state at any point or something. There was some weird...
I mean, in case they ever ran into trouble, you do have what might be deemed a friendly political culture towards this sort of thing in Czech politics right now.
That's true. CFC China Energy were welcomed with open arms, were they not? Because it represented a substantial investment in the country, meaning basically a lot of kickbacks if it all goes up.
This is the same with every single all over the world rich person, sheikh, bank or whatever, buys up a club or whatever. The fans almost always are just over the moon because they just see it as, oh, money, or getting it over our rivals because we'll have more money and players. And it so often just goes tits up.
Although, do you know who they bought Slavia Prague off? This is quite a good one. 96% of Slavia Prague prior to this, and Slavia actually owed them... In the end, 112 million crowns, which is why they cut their losses and flogged them to these Chinese group. Does the name Enoch mean anything to you?
Only for entirely the wrong reasons.
It's Daniel Levy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not Enoch Powell?
No.
Okay.
It's, it was the Spurs chairman.
Yeah.
Owned 96% of Slavia Prague.
Really?
Or... basically had 96% of Slavia Prague by the bollocks.
Okay, so when they got bought over by the Chinese bank.
Yeah.
Was it the day that Levy broke?
Fuck's sake.
Slavia are going to win this season, I think. They just look so much more consistent than Pilsen.
Yeah, they've got a four-point lead at the moment going into the second
Pilsen
half of the season.
Pilsen are getting utterly stretched out in that Champions League as well. They've got a very tough game against... Well, I mean, this is fine now because they are, you know, we're on the winter break or whatever. And they're, but they are, they're playing Roma at home tomorrow.
Oh, good luck there.
Well, they...
Although, Roma managed to... mess it up spectacularly against Cagliari over the weekend. Yeah. That was quite funny. But
the thing is, though, that they are in third, and of course, who's in fourth? It's Spartak, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's not Spartak. It's CSKA. Sorry, Spartak.
Who played a very entertaining draw with Victoria in Pulzen.
Yes, the two each. Yeah. Like CSKA are in fourth, and they're playing Real Madrid. Like, there's a very good chance that that Pilsen end up going down into the Europa League.
Yeah.
So that'll just, if they keep going in there, because this will be the last, last round of this for a while. Like, they could keep getting stretched and injuries and all these things. It's not so bad in Czech football with the break, but
yeah. And January's coming, of course, so yeah. they'll get a chance to reinforce.
Yeah.
Pilsen, however, are the absolute opposite to the two Prague clubs right now. They are almost the model of what Baník Ostrava in fourth place are trying to do, because Viktorka have built a continued sort of dynasty of success by using a very strong core of Czech players who they've developed themselves and have managed to keep by basically running the club as a fully functioning business, which is something that so many people haven't caught on to yet, is that, you know what, a massive turnover of players and just, you know, inconsistent finances are not going to solve. Oddly, before, I have my information here, yeah, before 2005, they were also owned by an Italian investment firm that specialised in investing in football clubs. Uh-huh. And that went incredibly badly. They spent a couple of years down in the second division. And then in 2005, they came out and they got bought by Škoda Heavy Industries, which is a local company, which is now owned by Doosan. Mm-hmm. I think they're South Korean heavy industry manufacturing thing. Mm-hmm. But the point is, all of the... basically, all of everything that goes on around the club is still based around the board from Škoda Heavy Industries that initially bought the club. Doosan have not interfered, apart from they have kit sponsorship and they have the stadium naming rights. Baník are trying to copy this success, and they have been given investment by, excuse my paper rustling, since 2016, they have been bought by a guy
4chan.
Called... Well, that would actually make sense for those fans, but there you go. 2016, they were bought by a guy called Václav Brabec, who's vaguely local.
Hey, David, are you going to do a Brabec review?
I've still got the music. We can go back. He's from Kroměříž, which is not that far away, so he's fairly local.
Very close to us.
And... so they were relegated to the second division and they started their rebuild. Okay. And this was when they had moved from their old ground at Bazalí into the Athletics Stadium, which is where they're going to continue because Bazalí is not looking great. But what they're doing with Bazalí is they're building a huge training complex there. And they've gone into collaboration with local high schools. So... there are kind of sort of training schemes where players will go into local high schools in exchange for being able to use their kind of gym facilities and so forth and training pitches until this is all done. And this kind of youth academy thing is going to be, it's going to include all 3G pitches and stuff which can be rented out to help the team kind of maintain you know, make, you know, get some money in. And they have brought in Czech vague legend Marek Jankalovský, ex-Banik Ostrava player, as director of football. So they're doing what Plzeň have realised is a very successful model for this league. You have a core of Czech players, often local lads, who want to play for the club, who, frankly, if you're playing for Plzeň right now, you're not going to get a better chance to play Champions League football. You're not going to win as many titles. And, like, that's kind of your level. Like, traditionally, this league has been, let's say, if there are, let's say, four levels of league in Europe, maybe. This is maybe on the third. You've got your top, you know, your Premier League, Bundesliga, Serie A, you know, France, Spain. Then a sort of second division of, you know, Belgium, Netherlands, people like that. I'd say we're on like the third.
Wasn't it? Wasn't a couple of years ago the Czech league ranked higher than the Dutch?
It did, but that was when that was in that remarkable period when we were exporting Czechs left, right, and centre, and that's not really happening anymore.
Because I think, I mean, I know the Czech league being like the third tier or whatever means that the Scottish league is like fourth or fifth or whatever, but they get a fair whack of European spots, the Czechs.
They do, but I mean, in terms of player development, I think your next step up from this is probably going to the Netherlands
League or something.
Yeah, or something like that. Which is, I mean, we've had a few players come through like that who have been on their way from somewhere lower and gone to greater things. Edin Dzeko springs to mind at Teplice before he went to Werder Bremen, and then he went to Man City. Wilfred Bony, Sparta Prague to Vitesse, possibly, or somewhere in the Netherlands, Vitesse Arnhem, I think, and then Swansea. So it's kind of a, you know, a logical step up. And if you're Plzeň and you can keep guaranteeing Czech homegrown players Champions League football, why would you go anywhere else? And I think that's basically that's what Banik is trying to do, trying to go against the chaos of the two Prague clubs by building a long-term plan for the future.
People hate them for it.
Who?
Like, a lot of people hate them for it. They get a lot of ire
Plzeň.
On... Yeah, they get a lot of ire on social media. Often, actually, from sort of jumped-up expat Prague team fans.
It's for doing things the wrong way.
Or being, you know, or this guy's a prick, or something like that. It's very strange.
It's you know, people jealous of success, I think. You know, you've had, you're now, what, 13 years into a project.
Yeah.
That's been very sensibly built up from very small beginnings. You've managed to rebuild your stadium into not a huge arena, but one that's exactly the right size for the club.
Yeah.
You've got sustainable Champions League football, and you've got players who are happy to be there. What's not to love about that?
Yeah.
Right, very quickly, bit of a Zbrojovka update. Because, as some of you will have noticed from our not angry, just disappointed posts on social media, we are now four players short.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu.
Yeah.
No, Chico.
To Ashiru, and you.
So, who's gone? It's Gomez?
It's no longer Chico time.
No Chico time.
Masefi Ashiru.
Ashiru gone. Stupid decision, in my view.
On both of those, I think. Don't you wish your winger was Lutonski? Not anymore.
Well, you've got a chance to because he's been released. So
You too could have a man with no end product.
Yeah. And, of course, Dusan
the
Milikarek.
Big one. Dusan. Big Dusan Milikarek, who had an interview with the official website today.
Oh, yeah?
And he was very, very gracious about it. He absolutely accepted it. He said there's no hard feelings, no bridges burnt. He and his family are all absolutely fine with it. He is just looking for other avenues. I don't know whether that's just being nice for the website. It might very well be. But, I also saw a couple of other sources. I think he was interviewed in Eden S or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he didn't seem that annoyed, or he didn't seem it was that unexpected. Yeah. So
I mean, he is sort of coming to the end of his career anyway. He's 35. He might play a couple more seasons somewhere.
Yeah, I reckon he'll probably Zavadil it. I think he'll maybe drop down a division or find somewhere else in the second division.
I mean, for a couple of seasons, I wouldn't be surprised if he came back in some sort of coaching role in the future, because he's been a while at the club.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying, like, you know, as he was saying, you know, no bridges burnt. I'm still friends with people here. There's no hard feelings. It's just it just happened to be the right time, maybe. So, yeah, we'll see.
So those are the four out.
Yep.
The question then is replacements. Too early to guess at this point, but we do need people. And it looks like we'll probably be in the market for another keeper.
Yes. I'm not entirely sure I trust Pavel Holoska, and the only backup we've got is Jirka Floder.
And Floder is occupied because he's on loan at Kromježiš.
That's true.
Until July. Mm-hmm. So he's on a whole season long.
So we need a keeper, basically.
Yeah, we need a keeper. I still want a right back.
Yes. A proper number 10 would be nice.
Yeah. Do that. We do have a contract extension, though.
Hunza Sedlak.
Fine with that until 2021.
Yeah, it's all right.
And I know that you'll be raring to get more football in as soon as possible, David.
So,
Tipsport Liga coming.
Oh, it's coming. Tipsport Liga.
It coming. Defending the title.
Yes, defending a title of meaningless friendlies played throughout the off-season.
Nobody cares, it seems, from the first league this year. There's some sort of tournament thing happening in Malta instead, I believe, or something like this.
Yeah. Is not the final of the Tipsport Liga being played out there?
It might be. Do you want our group?
Go on. By the way, this is the annual ridiculous sort of round robin tournament in the off season, like in place of friendlies, but they've actually given it a title, and I think you get a trophy if you win it.
I know that you're probably not sick of other second league teams yet, so we'll be playing Znojmo and Tobosko again.
Oh, great. That's fun.
We'll be joined by...
Hey, more blue and white.
We'll be joined by FC Nitra.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Fair enough.
Do you want the fun of it?
Yeah.
It's all going to be played at Lishen's ground.
Is it now?
In Brno.
Well, that's fun.
So the first game is actually going to be on Sunday the 6th of January at 1 o'clock against Znojmo.
Fair enough.
And then we've got, like, there's Wednesday games at 10:30, which, you know, work gets in the way of, and I'm not taking off for the bloody tips for the Liga. So we seem to play both of our games first. I think it's just one. You play everyone once, I think.
Right.
So we are playing in the sixth, the 9th, and the 12th. The 12th will also be... Well, 12th is Saturday, so that should be quite fun. Again at 10:30 a.m.
Well, that's something to do, I suppose. And it's only in Lishen, so that's nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's all sorts of mad teams, like, in this year. Like, there's, like, groups getting played in Orlova and stuff like that. So
I don't even know where that is.
Neither do I. So we've got that to look forward to. We will be defending our title.
Yeah.
As one of the premier teams of the not-premier league.
Yes. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We're going to have a break and then the continuation of a regular feature, and then we're going to talk about the second division for a bit.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Listener, we have returned with another one of our regular features, Beer of the Podcast.
Beer of the Podcast!
Are you doing... have you got it set up so there's one of these Tony Hart things in the background? Like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
I've got the piano, you know there is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
So there we go.
Christmas special beer. It's called Herald.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's a Bohemian Bronze Lager.
So it is, yes. It's from...
Herald. In Breznica.
Breznica.
I don't know where that is.
Breznica u Příbrami.
Oh, okay, now I know what it is.
So, okay, there you go. Yeah, it's 14 degrees, so it's 5.8. It's quite strong.
Specialny svetle pivo. So
now you know, it's a special light lager. So, are we gonna dive in? Sink. There we go. I love the sort of boost that makes on the little soundomograph thing. So here we go. That's quite nice.
I don't mind this one at all.
Yeah.
I came very close to going for another Nova Paca because they do a ginger beer.
Oh, don't get the ginger beer. It tastes of mud.
I didn't.
It tastes of mud and grass.
So they've got a mud and grass one and they've got a feet one.
And a feet one. I had the ginger one at the beer festival on Svobodiak about 3 years ago and I binned it. I had about a quarter of it and I binned it. Yeah, mud, feet, they're all about that. So, yeah, this is quite...
I'm going to have tiger feet in my head now for the rest of it.
Mud and feet, yeah. Good. Nice. Excellent work. That's neat. Sorry. Herald Bohemian Bronze Lager. Pleasant. Good. Not bad.
Again from our friends down at the beer shop in the middle of town.
Oh, right, so. Modrilev.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
So, again, they're always good. They're my go-to, especially because where I work in Brno, there's really not much around it aside from an Albert, and there's only so much Bajant you can drink.
Sam, what else have you got?
Well...
What's your... Do you have an angle, or is this...
I don't really have too much of an angle, just rather a general overview at this point.
Cool.
Because I think that we've actually talked enough about players and teams and stuff as we've been going through the season. We just haven't compiled it all together.
Yeah, that's true, because it's been our focus, has been the second division, so you've heard about a lot of
and
the teams.
One thing I've been quite pleased about is if you look at the stats so far, a lot of the players that we brought up in previews about being threats, about being the best players, are actually turning into the best players and so on. Everything down in this league is never cut and dry. It's definitely pointing to a few things, I would say. At this point, I know we're only halfway through and it's still very tight at the top. I mean, Brno are only 7 points from a playoff in third. But I'm saying that the two teams at the top right now, which is Dinamo Česká Budějovice, who are on 35 points after 16 games, followed closely 2 points behind by Jihlava, are almost certainly going to be up there at the end of the season at this point, unless they have a monumental collapse.
So even though, we're halfway there, you're saying, Jihlava and Chebet.
Nice. Nice. I like that. That's good. Take my hand, oh me. Anyway, especially because, I think, to be honest, at this point, I think the best players are... Česká Budějovice. I mean, we've got Magera on, who's second highest scorer in the league on 9 goals. David Ledecký, who we talked about as being threatening, is on 10. And also, I think one of the best players so far, and someone who I would love us to try and go in and steal in January, we won't, would be Ivo Taborski, because he would just be a wonderful additional winger.
Czech football manager, lower league legend Ivo Taborski.
Yeah.
Pace 17, acceleration 18.
I'm not as good at that game as you are. But, I mean, they've only lost 3 games this season, as have Jihlava, and they are both looking good. Dinamo are also a team that is beating these other teams.
Yeah.
So they've beaten Hradec Králové, they've beaten Jihlava. And they're just doing. They've got silly losses. So like they've lost to Zborovka, for example, which they shouldn't be doing.
So, ooh, but we did them up proper. That was good.
I thought we were very good then. Since then, Dinamo often put some highlights up and things, as do some other clubs, bizarrely like Znojmo. Dinamo just look good.
That's a empty channel, Znojmo's highlights channel.
They look good, they play good. Well, Znojmo, I mean, have been doing okay since they look dead and buried.
Yeah, that's true. They had that bizarre, absolute spanking of Vitkovic, didn't they?
So let's just... I think we'll take this as the top and then at the bottom.
Go.
So, at least from a Brno perspective, like, all the teams above us, I think, in the league probably are there on merit at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The one surprise probably, or two surprises perhaps, being Ustinad Labem and Varnsdorf. Varnsdorf in fourth, having only conceded 6 goals this season. Sorry, 9 goals this season. Their grid is 6 because they've scored 15.
Yeah, they're an incredibly... The absolute definition of solid.
Best defensive record, I believe, in the... Well, best defensive record in the first two leagues.
Yeah, for they're sure. The very definition of solid. And things have just fallen their way, you know. They don't concede, but they'll get 1-0s against teams they shouldn't necessarily be beating. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're definitely there on merit. It's just those merits are not particularly flashy.
Yeah. The keeper is very good. He's getting a lot of the praise there. Mm-hmm. I believe that was the story of our home game that we missed.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Neither can I.
I do know it. It's somewhere in the back of my brain, but I can't bring it to the front right now.
Pardubice are still scoring. They're below in fifth. And then Ustinad Labem, who have now got a grid of 0. So they were scoring lots and now they're conceding lots.
Yep.
Wheels have definitely been coming off in the last few weeks, but they were so far ahead. I think there were 7 games on... 7 games... win streak or something at the start of the season.
They looked a shoo-in early on, didn't they?
Yep. They're sort of getting dragged back down to earth, which gives Brno hope, because Brno, traditionally, second half of the season...
We kick on.
Yeah. So there's that. At the bottom, it's looking kind of grim for our friends at Viktoria Žižkov.
Poor old Žižkov.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I think it's deserved. 2 wins in the league.
One was against us.
One against us. They have... I could be wrong. If you discount the cup, I think they've lost their last 7.
Ouch.
They have conceded 35.
Yeah. In 16 games. That's...
They just do stupid things. Like, they get trounced by, like, a poor Taborsko team at home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think the confidence in that team is shot. They've never been a team to have great turnouts either. Sport fans are particularly fickle as well.
It also seems like it's an incredibly, you know, if you're worried about your continued employment, it's a place you wouldn't like to be playing, because they seem to be having all sorts of trouble paying any bill that gets put in front of them. So I'm sure that is preying on the back of your mind if you're playing for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, at this point they're four points from safety. Because they're on 10 points. Taborsko, who I think we both said were one of the poorest teams we've seen this season, are in 15th. And then also Hrudim, which we were not impressed by either.
Yeah, that's a message to you.
Hrudim. Nice. Good to see Prostyov are tumbling down. Get it off you.
Fuck Prostyov, man.
It's... Everything's a bit bunched in at this point. So there is... Like, there's 3 points between 11th and 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So anything could really happen. Everyone's still got to play each other.
Yeah. Anything can happen in the next half season. Boom, 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 boom.
Do you want a bonus feature?
Go on. Love a bonus feature.
Moravian Silesian Football League, yes! Which I cared a lot more about than doing the second division again, because we do it every fortnight.
MSFL.
If you go onto the Eskalishen website... The header is now Eskalishen, Dobry Fotbal v Brně.
Well, that's certainly true.
And they're absolutely right, because they are tearing up this league in Moravian Silesia. They are 8 points clear at the top.
There was a bit of dead air as I just look over at Sam's piece of paper. It is a spanking, isn't it?
Good God. It's halfway through their season. Their grid is plus 27.
Yeah. 1-12, drawn 2, lost 1.
Yeah. If you want something
Elswich sums up their season. They went away to SK Iskra Vymarshov. Won 8-1.
Yeah.
It's the biggest win ever in the league.
Ever.
Ever.
And to think, if the rumours had been true, we could have nobbled their coach after we got rid of Pivanik.
However, there is some... There could be some worrying things in ahead for Li Shen. Maybe not as a scoring 40 goals, but... Do you know... Who is their... All right, here's a quiz question.
Oh, go on. I dread these,
who
but go
is
on.
Li Shen's top goal scorer? You know him.
Like, personally?
No.
No. Right. Their goal scorer is...
If you don't know, I'll give you a clue after.
Is it a midfielder?
No.
Right. Is he on loan from Brno?
Yes.
Okay, is it
who you think it is?
But I was going to say Stander Vavra, and it's not him.
No.
All right. The clue is he's on loan from Brno and he's a forward.
Nah, he hates Austrian Bundesliga teams. And yes, he is on loan, but did play for Zborovka in a friendly recently.
Jakub Prichistal.
It's Jakub Prichistal.
Right.
And...
I wondered why he wasn't featuring after he was back, because he's on loan at Leashane.
Yeah. Kuba Prichistal has scored 13 goals in 15 games.
Right, we'll be having him back in January then, thank you very much.
Yes, because the loan finishes on the 31st of December.
Outstanding.
And that is 100% not getting renewed, by the way. Like, they should have enough.
Oh! That is good, isn't it? I did wonder why he featured in that friendly and had not appeared at all season. I assumed he was injured.
Yeah.
He's absolutely smacking them in Felicia.
I mean, they're scoring for fun. Like, Davide Kurska, who's a very experienced player, has had 5 years in the MSFL, most of them at Lishen. He's only 24. He's on 8 goals.
How has he not got snaffled earlier then? That's odd.
I know. Okay. He's the sort of player I like. Like, he's a central midfielder,
that
actually.
That is the sort of player that I like.
But he's just one of these ones that just kicks up and just has a go, it seems. Good. So, we've seen Li Shen a couple of times. They look
very
good.
They're a very entertaining side to watch, aren't they? Never a dull moment, really, with Li Shen. They're very good fun.
Second isn't bad as well. Like, Kanatska, Slavia, Kromiežiš are good. We talked about Jiří Floda.
Nice little ground.
There.
Kromiežiš. We saw Zbrovka away in the cup a few years ago. Nice little ground.
Nice ground, good fans. They've got another, I don't know why, this is. I don't know if it's turning into a fetish sort of thing, but I just keep looking at wingers right now, being like, oh, would you not come? Lukáš...
Easy.
No, not like that, dearie me. Lukáš Motál, he's having a good season for them. He's a former Znoj...
No.
He's not a Znoj, he's a Zlín player, former Zlín player, and he's been down there.
Okay.
I would like us to have a quick look at these two teams for the off-season and see who we can maybe
convince. I'm sure Zbrojovka have scouts in the MSFL, but they are clearly not on the level we are. We're all over this league right now.
I would take Prichistal...
You and I mean, not...
Back
know,
off
not
loan... Swap him for Zekel and still pay Li Shen money to get our own player back. That's how much I would like him.
That's actually a great plan, because Zekel, as we've mentioned before, clearly not ready for proper first team Druhá Liga football yet. Mm-hmm. MSFL, it might be the perfect swap. I think that's a good shout.
They've only lost once this season.
They have.
Li Shen.
Do we know who was that against? Or
yes, we do, actually. Oh, it was against Velké Meziříčí.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough.
If you'd like a very quick update on our former...
Are we getting something?
No, it was actually just... it was about who dropped down last year. Fredrik Mistek, who are banging in the middle of the league. They're eighth.
Fair enough.
I was going to say... I was going to give you an update on... Zjash, who we played earlier.
Zjarnadzazavol.
Yeah, and I forgot they don't even play in the third. They play in the fourth league.
Okay.
Fourth league, who... I was talking to Ralph on Twitter. Hopefully we're going to get him at some point in the new year.
That'll be
if
nice.
Not for a podcast, at least for some sort of interview, to tell us about the wonderful stuff that's happening at Blansko.
Yep.
Who haven't lost a game.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
So if you think Lucien are having a good season, you drop down a league below, and Blansko are just absolutely tearing it up,
clobattering it. Doesn't really work as a pun. My mouth was faster than my brain there. Yeah. Sorry about that, Ralph. On that bombshell. Have you got something else, or is that you?
That's me.
All right, fair enough. We are going to play you out with an English language song sung in Czech in a second. But next special we're going to do, I would like, if you don't mind, to do the story of the 2004 European Championships.
Wonderful.
And the wonderful Czech side that should have got to the final and should have won and didn't. So next time, can we do that?
We should have a bit of time to do this as well, because we, you know, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put Sam in a budget airline carrier so he can go home.
Yeah, so
I believe you will also be back.
Yes, I'll be back in deepest
England's
Wales.
England's green and pleasant land.
Well,
going deepest, through it.
Yeah, deepest Wales, where my parents now live inexplicably. But there it is. So I'll be back there. Are you back in Scotland?
I'm going to be back in Scotland, and then I'm going to be in Ingerland for a bit, and I will be back on the 2nd of January.
That's exactly the same day that I come back. So probably the week following the 2nd of January.
You mean we're not doing one straight off the plane?
We're not doing one straight off the plane. So let's say the following week we will do the story of the 2004 Czech Republic European Championship side. Mm-hmm. That's the next episode of this. So we will bid you a premature Veselé Vánoce and Šťastný Nový Rok, shall we not?
Yes.
And, thanks for listening to the first half of the season of Zbrojovcast. Thank you very much, everyone who's been listening. It's been good fun so far.
I'm utterly drained at this point.
Are you? Are you ready for a bit of time off?
I'm going to, you know, I have to, like, I need to stop getting recognised in the street.
Yeah. Hey, it is you from Zbrojovcast.
Hear that Scottish arsehole. Go away.
Anyway, we are at Zbrojovcast on many social media, but well, two social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook. Keep sending suggestions for anything you might want to hear on the off-season, and we're going to keep making programmes, and then when March comes along, we're going to keep doing match reports for you, so that'll be fun, won't it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Looking forward to it already.
Yep. My name's David.
I'll be bringing you gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Ooh, tasty, tasty myrrh.